Tell Me a Story is a program from the Midwest Genealogy Center dedicated to preserving the stories of people, places, and communities. This recording was made possible in partnership with the Friends of Inglewood Theater to document memories of Independence, Missouri's historic Inglewood Theater and Ben Franklin Store. We hope you enjoy the following story and consider using the Tell Me a Story program to preserve your voice and story for future generations.
My name is Emily Wildhopper, and I am interviewing Jason White, W-H-I-T-E, here at the Inglewood Arts Center in Independence, Missouri. This is part of the Midwest Genealogy Center's Community Archiving Day, and today is May 17th, 2025. Jason, what is your connection to the Inglewood Theater?
I grew up age zero till about eight at Winter and Scott, and so and my grandparents, I live in the home where my father's parents now live, and that's at 23rd and Forest, and so affiliated with Inglewood for a significant part of my life.
Okay. What do you feel like is your connection to the theater specifically?
Okay, so a couple of childhood memories. I spent my time with my grandmother and grandfather during the summers. They were the babysitters, and so we would come up here. So I have recollections of the five and dime and getting craft stuff for Cub Scouts and things of that nature, but general recollections of the movie theater and in that period of time, Walt Disney animal flicks were big, and so I have recollections of coming up and watching Walt Disney animal flicks with Grandma on. And so fond memories there. Other thoughts later on, and I don't remember the date, Victor Callahan, who was a state senator here for a period of time, led the effort to get the Kansas City School District boundaries adjusted. So Kansas City School, we are sitting in what was the Kansas City School District, and it went another six blocks to the east of us here. And so there had always been discussion about making the boundaries follow the City of Independence boundaries. And way, way back, they had adjusted them because the flow of students, Kansas City was an extraordinarily well-respected school district up into the 50s. One of the key meetings for that whole effort, so petition drives and town hall meetings and blah, blah, blah. One of the key meetings was at the theater, and it was standing room only. And so Victor Callahan and the superintendent of the Kansas City School District were there. It wasn't supposed to be a debate, but they were the two keys, and I don't remember who moderated, and then the audience was allowed to ask questions, it was very well done, but Victor was a debater in high school. I don't know what he did in college, but a very, very, very intelligent individual and extraordinarily knowledgeable and very capable on his feet, and so he just ran away with it. But the damn lights were so hot, it was entertaining. He went through eight bottles of water. So I was on row one or two watching, and he went through eight bottles of water. And he was sweating them off because he wasn't making a run to the bathroom. Anyway, but the theater served an enormous purpose in that policy movement here in the community.
So it wasn't just shows and movies. It was also like a gathering place, a meeting place.
Yeah. I didn't attend any of the country theater, and I'm sure you'll have some people talk about that as they come through. But I just saw movies, and then it had hosted other sort of community events. I don't recall details, but that was a pivotal point in the move in that issue. So without the theater, I don't know, because they might have found some other venue for hosting it, but having that gathering with those personalities, and one of them so controlled the conversation and had command of the issues, that meeting was a very persuasive activity in that community conversation that led to a community decision. So It was certainly essential. I think those are really, if you're just looking for Five and Dime and the theater, that's probably about all I've got to offer.
Sure.
Is that enough?
Can you talk
about aliens or Mars or anything?
Maybe in a bit. Let me ask you a few follow-up questions.
Sure.
So what do you remember most vividly about the inside of the theater itself?
Oh, heavens. It's always been neat. I mean, they've renovated at least once that I'm aware of, but it's always had great seats, I mean, theater style, but the sort of art deco, the lights and the coloring. So it's always been a community because you walk in and there's the popcorn place and those kinds of things. But yeah, the art deco is pretty darn cool. Have you ever been in it?
I've not had a chance yet because it's not open to visitors yet.
The owner's grumpy about all that stuff. Yeah.
How about the Ben Franklin? What did you used to... What was that your go-to spot for?
You know, I just have recollections of being drugged through there. There was a basement that had the arts and crafts stuff. And so, you know, growing up in the 60s, you know, Mom sewed a lot of clothes and we made things. And you made things at church school. We made things at Cub Scouts. And so you were just in there. And it was sort of always fun to poke around because there's boxes of arts and crafts stuff. So when you're 6 years old, that's pretty cool. Sort of like going to US Toy and looking at all the stuff they got. But that's really pretty much it.
Do you remember anything about, like, were there any particular people that were working there that you remember or people involved? Didn't know them too well?
No.
Okay.
Not at that age.
Sure. Yeah. What impact do you feel like you kind of mentioned about the meeting place for some key issues? What impact do you feel like these businesses had on the community?
Oh, well, I mean, that's an era where you had small shopping areas spread around that were a community hub. We've gone away from that because we buy everything online, and 40 years, you know, since the 70s, we love to go to malls, and now they're dying. So It was the hub. There's always been a restaurant over here. The owners have changed. There's always been, other little adventure things. Petey Childers pharmacy, and there's always been some hair places and things of that nature. So it's always been sort of a hub of some retail and some activities. I don't recall any other particular activities other than the theater. But
you mentioned you weren't really involved when it was the Casey Opry. You didn't go to any of the live shows or anything?
No, didn't. Not that I recall. If you want me to recall, I'm
come up with something. You can come up with something. Do you remember when it closed?
No. No. Because, you know, my wife and I, we moved back in 92 and moved into the home where my grandparents lived. And she has recollections of us catching a movie there. Maybe The Parent Trap? Long time ago. But I don't recall that. But I've seen movies there. And I think I've seen movies there since I've
become a semi-adult.
What do you feel like, what would you like to see happen with these spaces?
There's a good group that have got a contract on the theater, and they're out raising money and using tax credits and all those things, and it'd be cool. I mean, there's places, because you can use it for movie and theater, it seems like it's got an opportunity that it could come close to breaking even. I think there's enough interest in the community that it would be sustained. These folks here are pretty gumptious. They have occasional little music venues here, and they pass the hat, and so you've got a bigger audience opportunity here, so you could really make something of it, and I think they've got an opportunity there. general theater kind of functionality would be great. But, and I think they're on track to do that. There's several, they were looking at one up in Atchison, or I think that's made a go of it, that they've captured like that. So.
All right, Jason, is there anything else you'd like to share with me that we haven't already chatted about?
Nope, that's about all I've got on Five and Dime in the theater.
Well, we really appreciate it. This has been so great.
Hey, I'm just doing what I was told to do. Quit painting and get up here.